This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Melbourne's most uplifting station. Joy 94.9.
Sam is the MU Inside Guide to the Music Industry with myself, Leo, and Brian tonight.
Hey,
now,
guys.
Brian, we love supporting local music.
Yes, we do.
These guys emailed me, I think, last year about one of their tracks. Independence band from here in Melbourne, a four-piece
band. They're homegrown.
They're homegrown heroes. Four-piece band. Three aren't here. One's sort of overseas and one's busy and stuff. We'll get Anthony from The Hiding here.
Thanks for having me.
How you going, Anthony?
Really good, really
now,
good.
Now, you emailed me last year about a couple of tracks about what you've done over the years. And let's go back a bit, because you play guitars and vocals in the band. How did you guys all meet up and get things going?
So the original lineup was basically me and Adrian Perry, who he's no longer in the band, but that was the original lineup. And we went to high school together, but we connected outside of high school. And then from there, Adrian was working at Box Hill TAFE, and he ended up becoming one of the teachers there when he was studying there. And talented guy. So we met Ryan from there, and that's where me and Ryan are now the last of the existing lineup. And we became writers together, became best mates together, and we just write together. And we actually do a lot more. Like, I was originally the guitarist and singer, but now I'm also doing a lot of DJ kind of tech stuff and a lot of sampling sort of stuff. And we're going down that electro kind of model. So it's been a really great journey, and that's the stuff that came out of being overseas.
So how's your sound, I guess, changed since those early days of forming a band?
Yeah, so we used to be like kind of heavy sort of punk rock when we first started, and that was fun. We loved it. We were young. It was very American Pie kind of infused sort of pop rock. A lot of fun, a lot of party stories, a lot of songs about parties and all that kind of lifestyle. And as you just get older and mature and you do the touring, we started to write about the touring. And that became a bit more even sort of heavier rock because of the audiences we're playing to and the things that were inspiring us and the bands that we got exposed to. I mean, we supported bands like Steel Panther that were quite heavy rock. Mm-hmm. So that took us down a different path. And then that was really good. We loved that. But then as we just started maturing and as we were writing, we just started writing a bit more with electronic sounds and started finding that was a really unique thing that we enjoyed. And it's also a pretty good logistic thing. Like, you can fit everything in a laptop as opposed to bringing guitars, drums, bass.
It's easier, right?
Yeah. You don't have
because
to pay excess.
Your debut EP back in 2012 was produced by the same guy who's worked with Kimbra and The Living End.
Yep. Yeah, we just contacted him and saying, this is where we're at. This is where we're at. And he was a real honest producer, Jimmy Marutis. He was really good. He sort of said, I love your songs. I love your music. They're about 30% there, and he wanted us to work with writers, songwriters, and different type of sampling and all this kind of stuff, and that was really good. And he got us to a point where he thought the songs were ready to record, and he got it to a point where he felt that his input was going to be valid. And then we recorded with him, and we never looked back. It just sort of started a progression going forward. And then we worked with him and a guy called Mark Needham in the States, who did The Killers and Imagine Dragons and stuff with Pink. And he took it to another level as well. And then we just started making those contacts and start sending them songs. And this is where we're heading. This is where we're going. And it just sort of opened a few doors for us.
Because something happened in LA. You got that mixed in LA. A couple of singles from the EP got played across 140 college radio stations in the US and Canada.
Yeah,
what was all that about?
High rotation. It just got picked up, and we did it. We started touring festivals as guests, not with the band, at like South by Southwest, CMJ.
That's the festival in New York, right?
Yeah. And we did that, and went to the Great Escape in London, and we just made all these contacts with all the people that sort of helped network the industry. And Sounds Australia is a big Australian company that aggregates a lot of bands and helps introduce you to a lot of people, and they introduced us to all the radio promoters there, and that just took off, and it was just really good. And that's what got us in the festival.
Because you were on a wedding trip in New York City as well. You did a bit of writing and recording in New York. What was that experience like, recording in New York?
Yeah, that was the best. I take that as the most character building exercise. We lived in a place called Crown Heights, which was in Brooklyn.
That sounds a bit flash.
Yeah, it was one of the roughest parts of Brooklyn.
It was a rough flash.
Yeah. And we were the most naive two guys, me and Ryan, living in Brooklyn. took a lot of growing up really quickly, which was a lot of fun. But the people that we actually ended up, there was a lot of, that was a street that where, you know, Mike Tyson was seen doing, you know, the fights when he was starting out.
Oh, wow.
They showed us, you know, some of their bullet wounds from the 80s, some of the neighbours, and they had some real history there. And we were really terrified at the start, but became really close to them at the end. We were having dinners with them. They were showing us their 1950s vinyl collections and, you know, some really cool stuff. And we just got inspired by that kind of lifestyle and that real get out of, you walk down the two steps on the walk-up sort of apartment and then you're right in the heart of Brooklyn and then you get into Manhattan. And you, there was, because it was summer there, there was a lot of like free shows at Central Park and there's
cool.
a lot of festivals on every night.
Because I did see something, Anthony, on YouTube. Was it Busking under Brooklyn Bridge?
Yep.
You did a mashup of Hungry Like the Wolf, Another Brick in the Wall, Satisfaction, and Wake Me Up. That is a fantastic clip. So if you haven't seen it, go and have a look.
Yeah, that was basically what we wanted to do there, and that was a real gamble, that, because you had to be really fast when you did those video clips because you need a permit to do that. And we found that out pretty quickly. So we said, okay, the song goes for 3 minutes. We'll put it up. We'll put the camera there. We've got 3 minutes of go time.
Go.
And sort of played it. And we just wanted to find the spots that were most important to us when we were away and the songs that we really connected with. And we were at the first gym we went to was like a real rough gym. It was in the middle of nowhere. And
not in the Bronx, was it?
I can't even remember. Ryan found it, and it was like a $2 gym somewhere. Rough as guts. And we had a great time there, but that was the first song that got played on the radio when we did our first sort of workout there. Uh-huh. So I said, let's make a mashup of that, and we just found anything that sort of we could work with it and just jammed on it and just did
well
different
done.
Spots in Brooklyn where we found really connected. Mm. And that was a bit of fun.
Anthony, last year you sent me a couple of tracks, The Man Who Inspired The Fallen, and a track called Stars.
You love Stars.
Now, out of the two of them, I really love the track Stars, and I think I told Ryan it reminded me a bit of sort of, was it a bit of Take That and a bit of something else?
Yeah, I think you said a bit of Coldplay as well.
A bit of Coldplay? Yeah, this is a bit of Stars.
Let's have a
hiding.
Listen to it.
The Hiding, a bit of a Stars.
Oh, beautiful stuff in The Hiding.
That's a great track. Smile at Me is the new one, which we're going to play in a moment. But tell us about this track, Smile at Me, and the cover of the single is quite different.
It is really good. Is that like a, what do they got? Like a silhouette of a tree and an image of a lady's face.
Yeah, double exposure. And what that kind of symbolises for us is Smile at Me, it's obviously it's a romantic song, you know, a couple song, and it's a big sort of dancey sort of anthem. But when we wrote that was all about coming home, and we were sort of reworking our style. Me and Ryan, when we went over to New York, was like a kind of like an escape tension kind of scenario. We'd been running on zero, and we wanted to go over there and just get inspired and have that freedom to be creative. And when we came back, when we were over there, we just really missed home and wanted to bring all that learning that we did back home. And that's what the double kind of exposure is. Like coming back home is all that you see, all the gum trees in the photo.
Oh, fantastic.
And
country Victoria.
Kind of
yeah.
Just coming back home. And the song obviously was about our partners and stuff as well. And you know, wanting them to smile at us and all that kind of thing with the journey that we went on. And that's kind of why we've got the female in the photo as well. Just to symbolise that. And a guy, Carl Knox from Melbourne, he designed it, and he's a great little artist out there if anyone wants to contact him. Give him a bit of a plug.
So is this the start of an album or an EP?
Yeah, an EP. So we've done this one. We've got Karma My Life coming out later on as well, and we've got two new ones called they're making titles, but one of them's going to be, I've got a mental blank. One of them's going to be A Dream Catches Life.
But I guess EPs are the way to go these days, because more people are doing EPs. It's a bit tastier. It's not so as expensive as doing an album, right?
And that too, and there's constant marketing. Like if you do one single each time, you can constantly kind of release it and show people. And you, rather than do one big album in one big hit, we can actually market something over a more extended period of time and just communicate a bit more.
So as an independent band, how have you found, I guess, the boring stuff, the business side of the whole thing, coping with like marketing yourselves and getting gigs.
Is it hard, Yaka?
It's hard, Yaka.
Social media and stuff. You've got day jobs and stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, it's time consuming, and that's the painful part of it all. But then when you get those rewards, like when you guys reply and say, yeah, come in, that's the stuff that makes you keep going. And it's really rewarding when we get to do the radio promo and we know people are playing it and we know people are listening to it and we know people are buying it and they're coming to the shows and we're getting offered gigs. That's when you start to sort of really enjoy what you're doing. But yeah, it can be time consuming because there's a lot of no's out there. There's a lot of no replies. There's a lot of none of that. But when you get the ones that do, they're the ones that make it all worth it.
We're going to the Arias on Thursday, me and Brian. And
inviting t-shirts, I believe.
Yeah. It's going to be a very hectic day.
We've got a crazy Thursday. I didn't want to begin to imagine what's coming up this week.
But I guess, what's your take at the moment of the Australian music scene?
I think it's changed a lot since we first started. I mean, when we first started, it was all about you had a CD and you sent it out to you used to download the Australian Music Industry Directory, and whether that was even current at the time or whether the numbers had changed, you still just sent out a whole bunch of CDs and you had to ring and the venues would say, send us in a demo, all this kind of stuff. Now it's all linked to the SoundCloud, linked to the Unearth page, linked to your website, linked to your Instagram. It's all about the online social media.
Has that brought you closer to your fans too, Anthony, connecting up with all the social media?
It's opened more, but it's also, if you're not constantly engaging, like I was saying with the CDs, it's easy to be lost in the mix because there's so much music out there now. There's so much exposure.
Yeah.
So it's important to constantly release things. Like what we're going to be doing now is some online shows where we've set up a way that we can actually have really good sound quality live on air, and we can actually play online to our fans anywhere in the world. So we're doing like US shows where we get up early here.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to play live
on YouTube?
US
online.
Yeah, what's that?
It's on YouTube? Or?
It won't be on, we'll put it on YouTube, but it's just going to be through an online aggregate that we're using called BandViews. And they're going to
fantastic.
Like, so it's a good way to sort
first
of keep
time
in
I've
touch.
Heard of that one.
So you've got gigs coming up online. You've got an EP coming out soon. You've got a gig coming up when? This weekend?
This Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Wyndham Vale Food Truck Festival.
Oh, that's at my neck of the woods, out west.
If you love your food and you love your live music, get on down there this weekend.
Yeah, we're on at 3 p.m.
Put it on online as well. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
People should follow you guys online on their website, thehidingmusic.com, Facebook and YouTube, The Hiding Music, and Twitter, The Hiding. And, of course, as Anthony said, they're going to be playing a gig this Sunday?
Yep.
29th of November. Yeah. Wyndham Vale, President's Park.
We should play the new track called Smile At Me. The Hiding, brand new.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.